This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau City Council this week filled the vacant District 5 seat. The seat was left vacant after the death of former Alder Gary Gisselman in August. Gisselman represented the district on both the county board as supervisor and the Wausau City Council. Now his successor fills the same seats.
First and foremost, I'm a lifelong learner, educator, student of history, and problem solver. And I believe an educated electorate and increased civic involvement is one of the most needed forces for positive change and growth in our world today.
That's Aaron Greiner. He was appointed as District 5 supervisor for the Marathon County Board last month. Greiner was sworn in to represent the same district on the Wausau City Council on Tuesday. In his introduction to the council, he described himself as a small business owner, a steward of Marathon County history, and a dad.
I try to live my life as selflessly as possible and conduct myself and my business with integrity, honesty, and compassion, even sometimes when it's really, really, really hard to do so.
The council began accepting letters of interest to fill the seat in early September. Greiner faced former Alder James Wodinski and Stephen Schmidt. Greiner received 6 of 10 votes from the council in the second round of voting. He was immediately sworn in by City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi and joined the council's deliberations.
I'll be the first to say that I cannot promise you to be the same man as Alder Gisselman, and I don't know any person worthy of saying they could be. However, I can promise you that I will do everything within my ability to try and be the kind of official that Gary, well, Alder Gisselman, would have wanted all of us to be and try to live up to his legacy.
During the nearly 3.5-hour meeting, the City Council also unanimously approved Mayor Doug Denny's appointment of Thomas Garver to the Wausau Ethics Board. The council also heard public comment on the city budget. Finally, leaders can begin overhauling Wisconsin's prisons. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Over 100 cross-country teams and hundreds of runners will compete for state titles this weekend. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kaska.
The 2025 State High School Boys and Girls Cross Country Meets will be held on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. 52 boys and 52 girls teams, as well as dozens of individual qualifiers, will compete for state titles in three divisions. Kohler will defend state titles in both the boys and girls meets, while Nina will defend its D1 girls title, and Stevens Point will defend its D1 boys title this year. The field includes three former individual champions. You can follow the results on the WIAA's website at WIAA.org.
You can listen to coverage of this year's State Cross Country Meet on the Civic Media app by searching for our sister station, WRCO. The Wausau City Council on Tuesday voted to designate Eastgate Hall in Marathon Park as a historic landmark. The decision comes after Marathon County officials requested only the building's stone wing be considered for landmark status. Council President Lisa Rasmussen said it, quote, makes no sense to landmark only part of the building. The decision upholds a recommendation from the city's Historic Preservation Commission, which voted to landmark the full structure. The Humane Society of Marathon County is freezing dog surrenders following a criminal investigation into a dog training service in Schofield. The owner and an employee of the dog training service were arrested earlier this month on charges related to the mistreatment of animals. WSAW reports the investigation has brought in 8 more dogs for the Humane Society to care for, meaning less room for their other dogs and an overwhelmed staff. The Humane Society's executive director said she hopes the freeze ends this weekend and then will make a Facebook post when it officially ends. There's a new candidate in the race for the 7th Congressional District seat. Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Wisconsin Congressman and current U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, is running for his father-in-law's Old Northwoods congressional seat. He announced his bid yesterday, calling himself a pro-Trump conservative. The seat will be left open by Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who launched his bid for governor in Wausau last month. You can find more news at the top and bottom of the hour. Tune in to 98.9 or visit WXCO.fm. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, chilly, our low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible and a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.